Ladies and gentlemen, get up with
Jesse and Jules.
Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up.
WA is here.
Got the feeling right now, huh?
It goes like this.
Good morning, WA. Happy Thursday, and I'm about to make it a whole lot happier for you because I've come up with a couple of life hacks this morning
okay.
for you. This was sparked by when I rolled into work this morning.
Yeah.
Went to the coffee machine.
Yeah.
Thought I'd change things up on the coffee front this morning.
What do you mean?
Usually just have a black coffee.
Yeah.
That's me. For years now, right? Thought I'd chuck a bit of milk in there.
Oh, your game.
But I didn't want to do the whole thing where you got to put the milk in the jug, steam the milk through there,
yeah.
and then pour it into your cup. It's double handling.
Yeah.
And I'm all about that efficiency.
Oh, so you're making that cappuccino.
Mm. Yeah. So I put the milk straight into the cup,
yeah.
steamed it in the cup.
Oh, yep, okay.
No washing now.
Okay, I like what you did there.
Right.
Yeah, although I don't do milk, so I'm like, it's useless to me.
But for those out there who are doing the milk and double handling, no more. There's a good 3 minutes of your life
cool.
that you'll get back from now on. So I thought I'd double down for you and get a couple of other ones.
Yeah, thank you, because I was like, yeah, that's useless. What else you got?
We had a flat tyre the other day.
We did.
On the car.
Yes.
Next time you get a flat tyre,
yeah.
take a photo of it. Take multiple photos of it from different angles so they look different. Then, on different days, you can send it to your boss and say, hey, got a flat tyre. Going to be running late. Happened again.
Well done.
Mm.
I like that.
Save yourself some washing. Use a tortilla as a plate.
You do that a lot, didn't you? You didn't read that anywhere. That's just what you do.
Yeah. Actually, I'll tell you another one that I'm really proud of as well. Don't have a dryer. Microwave your t-shirts.
Oh, no, I won't go that far.
Works like a charm,
no.
trust me. Socks too.
Yuck.
Just don't tell your roommates.
Yeah.
But welcome to a life of efficiency, everybody.
Dirty before 6:30.
But right now, the stories that are just a touch more adult, a little bit more risque.
A little bit more risque.
So put them earlier
that means
in the show.
It's sexual. When you say risque, it means it's a sexual dirty before 6:30.
This one's not sexual, it just involves genitalia. So
yeah, it's a sexual.
Okay.
Guy.
Okay.
Now, what do you got?
I'll let you be the judge. There's a story that has, it's an older story about a man who was sunbathing in the nude.
Oh, yeah.
And a seagull dive bombed him while he was asleep in his backyard.
What?
And he woke up in extreme agony.
Oh, I could imagine.
To the sight of the
seagull.
I can only
imagine.
The seagull flying away with, quote, one of his crown jewels.
No. What?
Wedged in its beak, they reckon.
Right. This has to be a fake story.
And that's what I thought. But for ages, this has been reported as news.
Right.
That this was a story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Enter the Foreign Journal. Which
okay.
states that it is a widely considered as a leader in world journalism. They decided to fact check the story.
Right.
Turns out, not true.
Oh, you're joking.
Right? But so many people, this story for the last 2 years has gone round and round the mulberry bush, shared as a
like
genuine story. People are like, oh my God, I can't go to a nude beach and can't get my gear out. And
how bloody stupid are people to think that a seagull can come and steal and literally...
To rip off one of your...
Yeah.
Mm, that's what I thought.
I mean, if you said like a wedge-tailed eagle, I'd be like, yeah, that's plausible.
Yeah, I hadn't actually thought of that.
But I mean, I doubt you're sleeping through that.
No.
You know?
Well, I just thought, well, you know, I didn't even think of the eagle. My thought was like, ah, we're all good with seagulls. Get your gear out in front of them. It's no dramas.
Let's go! Trending now. Hits.com.au.
I'm just absolutely loving that all over our screens at the moment is this world champions for swimming happening over in Korea. Literally, it's so good to see. I didn't even know that it was really on until the whole protesting, standing on the podium happened.
Controversial coverage, but coverage nonetheless.
Yes. Now, the Aussie boys have taken out the 4x100 metre
Did
relay.
They?
Yeah.
That's big news.
But also, FINA, which is the...
The swimming body.
Association thing.
Yeah.
They have threatened to strip medals and ban swimmers who protest on the podium.
Really?
And I'm like, geez, mate, that's a bit rich, but you can't even ban or strip medals for the ones who dope.
Yeah, that is very rich. Great comparison.
Yeah, thanks. Anyway, they're trying to stop that whole controversy, though, around the whole drug scandal.
Yeah, because yesterday we were talking about how Sun Yang is still under investigation. Is that what they said?
Yeah. So for those that missed it, he was convicted of it, like, back in 2014, which he served a 3-month ban for it. But he had some, like, ongoing investigations, which has not been cleared yet. So, which is why the boys are like, or why everyone, or the Australian team and the British team as well, too, are like, no, we're not. We're standing up against this, which is why they're standing on the podium.
My question is, if the investigation continues and he is found to have been in, doing the wrong thing, are they going to strip his medals?
Oh, I don't know.
Because,
I mean, you're asking the wrong person here, but it'd be very, very interesting to see what comes of it, right? Because there are reports that he actually, like, smashed the blood test.
Yeah, smashed the vials after they tried to take him.
That's guilty,
step
right?
Step up, Fina. Step up.
Anyway, it'll be interesting to see what comes out of that. But moving on to this story that broke yesterday. This guy has gone to Reddit to ask his Reddit friends what to do in this situation where he's found himself on Tinder. He's a married man.
Yeah.
His wife goes away for trips all the time.
Sure.
So he jumped on Tinder.
Oh.
And whilst he was on Tinder, he found his wife.
Oh, no.
How do you bring that up with your wife? You'd be like, you can't get angry about it because what the hell were you doing on there?
Okay. So, Michelle, we're both cheaters. what are we going to do here? Should we just continue this charade?
Open relationship. Ding.
Yeah, well, what an awkward conversation. you just know it's going to end in tears.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, no, it could work out for the better. Maybe they could open up that communication with one another.
I feel like someone's going to take the high road and try and claim that, oh, no, someone's made a fake account.
Well, this is the thing. The guy was like, the husband was like, I joined it, but for no intentions whatsoever.
Yeah, like, go on, mate.
Try that one with the wife.
Would you swipe right on your partner to know whether, because that's the, if you match, game over.
I'm not going to lie. When I was back on my Tinder days and I would and I would see like an X on there.
Yeah.
I would just swipe right on them, right? Just see.
Just
they
to see.
Me, right? And if we matched, I was like, I'd just message and go, nah, jokes.
Lol. JK, gotcha.
Anyway, hit.com.au is where you need to go if you want to find out what else is trending.
But coming up next, your riddle of the day.
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Jesse and Jules.
Come to that time of the show where we try to sharpen up our minds a little bit.
Oh, get you thinking, right?
Think outside the box.
Okay, so the riddle this morning is, what has 6 faces but does not wear makeup? It also has 21 eyes but cannot see. Okay, we've got Danny from Albany. What do you reckon it is?
Oh, 6 faces. I wanted to say my ex, but I think it's...
Boom!
No, your ex is not the correct answer.
I think it's a dice. I've heard that way too many times.
It is a dice. Well done.
Thanks, Danny.
Good on you, mate. Alrighty, let's go to Tala from Margs. Tala, what are you thinking this morning about the riddle?
I'm thinking it's a dice.
Oh, yes, it is.
2 from 2. Love your work, Tala. Thanks for the call.
No worries, bye.
Okay, and calling in from Margaret River. Oh, my gosh, I cannot believe this. It's Nirvana.
Is your name Nirvana?
No, the band. Hey, Nirvana.
Hiya.
Ben, okay, firstly, before we get into this riddle.
Yeah.
Are your parents just mad Nirvana fans?
No.
Okay.
Can I ask how old you are, Nirvana?
17.
Okay.
17, okay. So you're well within the brackets of the band.
Yeah.
Do you love Nirvana, though?
No, not particularly.
Do your friends sing Nirvana to you?
No, not really.
Okay, all right, I'll stop asking questions.
Look, your name's brilliant. That's all we're trying to get at this morning.
Oh,
but
I love it.
what's your guess this morning on the riddle?
Six faces, but does not wear makeup. It also has 21 eyes, but cannot see.
Is it a dice?
It's 3 from 3 this morning. Nicely done, mate.
Awesome.
Yes, you're all smart this morning. Yeah. Bloody hell.
Everyone has switched on. And I was, for the record, I know this sounds like a very retrospective guess, but I was thinking dice as well.
Were you? Okay.
I was. I promise. I'm not just...
You know, it was only like a couple of like, I'm going to say maybe a year that I didn't realize it was called a die. Like, you don't say a dice. You say a die.
Dice?
Yeah.
Dice is the plural?
Yeah. No, dice. Dices. I don't know.
God,
I just
thought we were so sharp after that riddle, and we just really destroyed
them. But when you say, you don't say a dice, it's a die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grab multiple die.
Yeah, a die. Anyway, it sounds weird, but...
Which is what's happening to the English language at the moment. It is dying on this show after 7 o'clock this morning.
Now, there is a list from best to worst of Arnott's biscuits,
yeah.
You know, that it's going viral. Jump onto our Facebook. I've got a post up there. I want you to tell us what your favourite is. We're going to talk more about it after 7.
This is The Catch-Up.
With
Jesse and Jules.
Well, Jesse, in the last 24 hours, we have been celebrating the fact that Bindi Irwin is now engaged as she celebrates her 21st birthday. We're not the only ones celebrating. Also, over in the States, they are ecstatic over. We've got Dee McCarthy joining us on the phone right now. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. You know, the Irwins, Bindi and Bob and Terry, are literally, and without exaggeration, they are A-list celebrities.
That's
great. In America.
Yeah.
Seriously. They are so popular, like when they come over here, they do all the big shows, Ellen, everyone. Like they are literally A-list celebrities when they come to them. Even though they're so humble and sweet, and we're just like, oh, they're just Aussies, they live in Queensland, aren't they? No, over here they're a big deal. And today, of course, might have been yesterday actually, Bindi got engaged on her 21st birthday. So we're all very excited about it. I met her once. I've only met her once at the when she won America's Dancing with the Stars.
Yep.
She was so sweet. She's exactly what they're kind of exactly what you think they are. That's genuine.
I love how her and Bob are like so exaggerated, like Steve. Like it's just brilliant. It is so
just
brilliant.
Their passion for everything. I wish I was more like that. Yeah. Just so positive.
Yeah, passionate about the world and life, you know? Anyway, moving on, Kanye West. Now people are a little bit upset about him making some coin off God.
They are. So here's the deal, right? His Sunday services, as you would know, they do them all around LA and all these celebrities go. Well, he's created his own merchandise for the Sunday service. And he's selling it, and it's very expensive. So people are like, wait a second, I'm just cashing in on the Lord. And I'm talking, like, when I say expensive, I mean $50 for socks. I mean, they are Kanye socks. Like, they really should be priceless.
Can these socks? Can these socks make you walk on water, though? Jesus socks.
Maybe they are covered in holy water. I don't know what it is. Apparently, it's Kanye. They're worth every cent.
They've been blessed.
Wow. Dean, also, just quickly before we let you go, A-list celebrity is pregnant with baby number 2.
She is, and Hathaway is pregnant today. And, of course, Natalie Imbruglia. Pregnant today as well.
Oh, I was so excited to see that. She's 44 years of age, and I was like, oh my gosh, I still have hope. Literally.
Love it.
This is
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up
with
Jesse and Jules.
We are talking Arnott's biscuits, or cookies, however you like to say it, this morning.
It's going to be divisive, this one.
Now, there is a list that has been put out, and you have to, like, rate from your most favourite to your worst of what you like in the Arnott's biscuits range, right?
Yeah.
Jesse, we were just talking about the orange slice, and I was like, oh, no one's eating orange slice. It's, like, only if you're starving,
and
it's the only one that's left in the packet.
People won't even remember the orange slice because no one wanted it. It's the one that just has that weird orange
colour. Yeah, now what did you refer it to?
I said the orange slice is the fillet of fish of the biscuit world. No one is picking it, right?
Oh, I know so many people that would be very offended by that. They literally do go
fillet
to
of fish people or orange slice people?
The fillet of fish. Both. But you know what?
Neither of their opinions matter.
They probably eat both. Right?
I just don't think that anyone's ever gone, I could really go an orange slice right now.
Literally, though, for the life of me, I cannot remember what the biscuit is that I love the most in the all sorts, the cream all sorts. It's the one that's like, it's like just a little bit bigger than a 50 cent piece. Mm. They're small. It's got chocolate cream in the middle.
Yeah.
And it's like little biscuits on the outside, like an Arnott's biscuit on each side kind of thing.
Yeah.
Gosh, I hope I explained that well enough.
It's like, it's not a chocolate ripple.
It's got like a lot of, I took a photo of it and put it up on our Instagram. So hit WA Hit FMWA on our stories because someone can quickly tell me what
it
is.
Put a question up there.
But we've got the butternut snap, the scotch finger, the milk coffee, the chocolate ripple, the Monte Carlo, which you have said is 100%.
It is the Monte of biscuits.
13 biscuits on here for you to choose from. We want you to go to hit to our Facebook page as well and tell us which one is your favourite.
It's an Aussie icon, the Arnott's biscuit, but which one's the best?
Yes, if you'd like to argue your point, 13, 12, 16, we want to hear from you this morning. Social media has confirmed with me, thanks Brad, that it is the Kingston.
The Kingston.
The Kingston is the biscuit that I love the most.
The chocolate in the middle.
Oh man, it's so good. But we've got Rick from Bunbury. Tell us, what is the best Arnott's biscuit?
Well, I'd have to say the Tim Tam.
Oh,
that feels... That feels almost like a whole nother level.
Yeah, well, Tim Tam
wasn't... glossed over that.
It wasn't on the list for them to choose from on their ranking list. Mm. However, that would have won it hands down.
Because it's just so decadent.
Yeah. Do you do the Tim Tam Slam, Rick?
If you mean use it as a straw, yes.
Yeah.
Nice. If you had to pick one that wasn't the Tim Tam, because that feels like that's just so high up, what would it be?
I'd have to go with you, Jesse, the Monte Carlo.
Yes, good man.
Okay, Rick, do have to know, how do you eat it? Do you twist it open and lick the cream out, or do you just bite into it like a biscuit?
Well, I actually like to squeeze it together to make all the cream.
Yes.
And lick around.
And the jam kind of breaks and bursts the white cream. Yeah.
You guys are sickos. No, just...
Good on you, mate. All right, let's go to Catherine from Albany. Which is your favourite, Bicky?
I've got to say, it's probably the strawberry shortcake one.
Oh.
Are you talking like the Vovo? Are they the Vovo?
No. It's different. It's like this little biscuit and it's, so it's two. So there's jam sandwiched in the middle and there's a little hole on top and you can see the little strawberry jam.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I'm trying to Google. Are you, Jesse, you got it?
Yeah, I'm trying to Google it really quick because I don't know what it... Strawberry shortcake biscuit.
All I
biscuit.
Can see is a hamburger on your screen.
Yeah, I know.
That ain't it. Do they sell them individually, Catherine?
They sell them in packs.
Okay.
In pack.
Okay, yeah, right. I'm trying to think of like strawberry shortcake.
Yeah.
I've obviously not got the skills to Google this.
Okay,
probably,
leave
because...
it. Oh, yuck, babe.
Yeah.
No,
oh,
disgusting.
No, that's a shocker. No.
They're the ones that you nanable then.
No,
you're like, no.
Yeah, or I will go.
She's
going
to try and redeem.
Or the Scotch finger.
Oh, no, that's a
no, I'm with you on the Scotch finger. Because you get two, you get to snap it in half.
Actually.
And they reckon you should share it with someone, but I'm too greedy for that.
Catherine, before we let you go.
Sorry, yeah.
Can I get your opinion on an orange slice?
She has none.
Yeah.
Because
no one picks an orange slice.
No, orange is only good for a fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're spot on.
Same with jam, right? Keep it out of the biscuit.
Oh.
Keep it out of the biscuit.
Good on you, Catherine. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Okay, so if you do want to have your say, jump onto our Facebook, Hit WA, and you'll see the list of Arnott's biscuits there. Or, you know, you can also come through like on your own, like the Tim Tams and the strawberry shortcake.
Oh, you can't. Poor Catherine.
Oh, I love it.
This is The Catch-Up with Jesse and Jules.
Now, I've come across something really cool this morning. And apparently, if you look this up, this one song is what defines your life.
Right.
So apparently when you Google your birth date.
Is this a new viral trend at the moment as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So mine is the 20th of February. I was born in 1987.
Okay.
So I think it was like 2001. Yeah.
When you were 14.
Yeah, when I was 14 years of age. So you go, you find out what the year was when you were 14.
Yeah.
And you type in your birth date.
Yeah.
And you write in number one song.
Okay.
Your birth date and then the year that you were 14.
Right.
Okay. And it'll bring up a song that will define your life. Now, I do, I've got mine and yours. However, I do just want to play you mine.
Okay.
Is that not like 100% accurate?
That is eerily accurate.
literally to the point where people around me get so annoyed because I never ask for help.
Yeah.
Ever. I will walk 10,000 kilometres before I ask for a lift.
Yeah. Yesterday, you had to take your bike from your old house to your new place.
Yep.
And you were like, I don't know how I'll do it. And I said, I've got to just put it in the back of my ute, mate. I can literally take it there in 5 seconds. And you're like, oh, would that be possible?
I'm like, yeah. Oh, are you sure? I just hate it.
You are an independent woman, so that is... Yeah.
Well, anyway, so I did mine. I was like, oh, that is so true. Anyways, I thought I better do Jesse's and then we'll do yours and just see how accurate this actually is. And I'm not even kidding you. I believe this 100%.
Okay. Lonely. Oh, come on. Genuinely.
Yeah, 2005, 2nd of May. Oh!
You guys ready?
You versus us. Eden Lakeside Retreat. Stay 2 nights. 3rd night is free.
And we got Leanne playing with us this morning. Who would you like to go up against, Leanne, from Bunbury?
All right, go with you, Jules.
Oh!
Take her on this morning, Leanne.
Is this because I lost yesterday and I was like, oh, gosh.
You know what, Leanne? Actually, we are back-to-back with losses at the moment.
Yeah, it's
so
horrible.
Oh, okay.
You might have us
I'm feeling it.
You're either got us on the ropes or Jules is hungry this morning and she'll
be... Oh, I'm definitely hungry. I'm starving right now.
All right, buzz in with your name, Leanne. First, it's best of five.
Okay.
And if you get it wrong, the other person gets a free crack at it, okay? Damn.
Alrighty.
All right, here we go. Question number one. What colour do you get when you mix blue and yellow?
Jules. Green. Oh, gosh. Thank goodness I attended art class.
Multiple choice for this next one. What is the first name of the new UK Prime Minister?
Oh, no.
Leanne.
Oh, go on, Leanne.
No, sorry.
Boris.
Bang on, Boris.
Sorry to any Boris's out there.
Question number three. Who is the father of Miley Cyrus?
Jules.
Leanne.
Oh, Billy Ray Cyrus. Oh, yes. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
2-1, Leanne. You got to get this one, all right?
I'm ready.
In Europe.
Oh, gosh.
What side of the road do they drive on?
Jules.
Leanne.
Oh, I'm going to give it to Leanne there.
Okay.
The left. Time is up.
Oh, no. Oh, okay, I was going to say the right side, but obviously there's only two.
You would be correct. Oh, sorry, Leanne. Yeah.
That's okay.
Oh, girl.
Do you guys want to have a crack at the last one?
Sure, why not?
Just you got
to
it.
See how we go. True or false? In cricket, the Ashes start today.
Leanne.
Go on, Leanne.
False.
It is false.
I would not have got that one at all.
Yeah, next Thursday for anyone who is
babe,
actually
you were
interested.
so close.
No worries. Good luck,
Jules. Thanks very much for playing, Leanne.
No worries. Have a lovely day.
You too. See you later. That one will be back again tomorrow. Could win yourself a stay at Eveden Lakeside Retreat, where currently you can stay 2 nights and the 3rd night is free if you use the promo code HITFM.
Now, coming up after 8, you went to the gym, did you?
Yesterday.
Yeah?
I did.
What happened?
Well, I have to talk to you about it because I went for a specific reason and something very bizarre happened to me.
Excellent.
I've got a bit of a recording of it for you.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Jesse and Jules.
Julesy, I want to talk about a gym at the moment.
Okay. I haven't been to the gym in so long.
I know. And I'm the classic, I'll go tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, we're young people and we should
thanks.
Be... We, you know, trying to keep you fit and healthy.
Well,
right?
Actually, 32, like, I really need to get back into the gym.
But you know how gyms often will say, oh, free for this amount of time or we'll waive this membership or something?
Yeah.
The Leschenault Leisure Centre has offered to waive gym fees entirely, or they're floating the idea at the Shire Council of waiving gym fees entirely for over 80s.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
And I thought, awesome. Right? Like, really great initiative for the older generation. But if I'm 80, do I really want to go to the gym?
Mm, Well, not that I know the many people over 80, but remember we went to like the Southwest Sports Centre? There's a lot of people like that are still into their fitness when they're over 80.
Yeah, but you know, like I barely go now.
Yeah.
When I retire and I have all the time to do absolutely nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of what I want to do,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So I thought I'd go along to the Leschenault Leisure Centre,
yeah.
go for a sesh
yeah.
and see if there really was old people getting into their gym, you know? And I recorded a bit of audio from an interaction I had while I was just, you know, trying to get into a little bit of weights.
998, 999, 1,000. Excuse me, young man, can you give me a spot?
Sure. Whoa, that's a lot of weight.
Do you even lift, bro?
Sometimes I guess.
Well, young man, let me show you how to get mad gains.
Jeez.
I'll give you a bit of advice, laddie.
Yeah, sure.
Sun's out, guns out.
Okay.
And curls get the girls. Just ask Beryl at the nursing home. Or, as I call her, Bad Beryl.
Okay, rightio.
Also, every day is chess day.
Okay, I think I've heard enough.
I need a license for these guns.
So it turns out, even at 80, they still love a bit of the gym.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Jesse and Jules.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.